Call to order this regular meeting of the Lindsay City Council and ask the clerk to please take roll.
All right, Councilor Sanchez.
Here.
Councilor Flores.
Here.
Councilor Watson.
Here.
Mayor Pro Tem Cortez is absent with notice. Mayor Kimball.
Here. Thank you. Would everyone please stand and join me in the flag salute. Salute, pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
On to our public comments. Period. The public is invited to comment on any subject under the jurisdiction of the Lindsay City Council, including agenda items. Other than notice public hearings, speakers shall be limited to 3 minutes. Blank speaker cards are on the back table. Give the completed speaker card to the clerk before standing at the podium. Speakers should clearly state their name before we begin. Anyone like to address the council tonight on the public comment?
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Eric Sinclair, and I brought up an idea to the Lindsay Police Department, and there was a couple of police officers that liked the idea, and my idea was that we turn the lights off in the city once a month, maybe twice a month, depends on how the evening night goes, and the money that we save with turning the lights off. In the city, we use that money to employ more police officers. That was my idea. Again, my name is Eric Sinclair. I was born and raised in California. And I am marching to this next election to the needs of this city. More importantly, bringing experience and resolving these concerns on a daily, monthly, and yearly basis. It's time for a river of money to flow into this city hall. And I am that river. It's time for people to take this city's government serious. In a sense, that we look at everyone as if each individual in a city had a dollar sign above their head as potential money to be made. Thank you very much.
Hello, my name is Virginia Loya, and I just don't understand how majority of the city council choose to approve a full-time finance manager for the 2019-2020 budget year when earlier this year, city manager declared that we were functional bankrupt. Why is the city continuing to make poor decisions in behalf of the residents who live here? We, the residents, are the ones who pay for this, and I think it's just ridiculous.
Anyone else wish to address the council? Seeing no one, we will close public comment period and go to council report. If any council members have anything to report on committee activities or events. I went to the health advisory committee, and we did talk about a few points, and one of them was regarding appointing a member every 12 months. So I don't know if that's something that we're going to talk about. We can put in the agenda. I know I've already got on it, but I've got a few months, and I don't know about Laura. So I don't know if we have to reappoint or how that works. So I just wanted to point that out. And then I also just wanted to suggest whenever any of us are appointed into a committee, if possible, can give us if there's an MOU involved or any type of
this document for
regulation and policy, because we couldn't figure out if there's supposed to be two different committees, the advisory committee and the MOU. We couldn't figure out if that was one or is that two separate committees. And then also regarding the 200,000, we saw that it was budgeted. We noticed it was in there. But I had a question on that. Is that all given to the Wellness Center at one time, or how is that? Is that budgeted throughout the year? Because you know how the hospital board gives them the 2,300 in March. So do we do the same, or do we not do the same?
So the transfers will happen later in the year if they need to, but typically it's in the end of the year.
Okay, so there's not a specific date.
End of the calendar year or the fiscal year? In the middle. Sort of in the middle of the year. Mm-hmm. Middle of the calendar year, end of the fiscal year.
Okay. And we were just throwing ideas around, you know, hopefully we can get the ball rolling and kind of, you know, just a few months through, you know, with communication. But we all understood that, so we're all trying to plan things out now. So hopefully we can get a 12-month goal. Well, we're already not there, but to plan something out before the end of the year.
With the Vice Mayor Cortez, I attended a meet and greet with Senator Hurtado last week. That went well. We didn't have a lot of time for individual talk, but I did speak with her some about our water issues, and she seemed to understand. And we discussed the difficulty of expecting disadvantaged cities to help disadvantaged communities without some nice kind of state.
Thank you, Madam Mayor, Council. The next council meeting, expect a public hearing, conditional use permit for a new recycling center on South Mirage. Public hearing for the annexation of the Lindsay Wastewater Treatment Plant, for the annexation of Damage Free Zoning to RCO Resource Conservation and Open District. Your popular request, we intend to do a sign ordinance update workshop. Hopefully have a good dialogue there. I'll have QK present that. And so we can get this sign ordinance out in the way the council wants to see it. Ours is very, very out of date, so I'm pretty excited about getting this dialogue going and getting this thing put into place. And we hope to have the new accessory dwelling unit ordinance to present to you. That would be a public hearing network. This is our second dwelling unit ordinance. It's a new state law. Circumvents what we have on the books right now, so it's time to get that updated. It should be a by rights approval where you can have a second dwelling unit, say, in your backyard or sidewalk, something like that. There are some things that restrict, but many things are intended to lift restrictions to help the housing crisis that's happening throughout the state of California. So it's a good time to be addressing that. From City Services, they've got the water treatment plant dialed in. It's producing 1,550 gallons per minute. I think 1,600 is most we've ever pushed through there, maybe 1,650. So that's pretty good because we were struggling just a couple of months ago. Both well 14 and 15 are available and being used as needed, but we're still dealing with air infiltration. It's called entrained air, so you get the water comes out. It looks kind of white initially. That's air that's suspended in the water until it kind of begins to percolate out. Mike and his team have been working with some consultants for short and long-term solutions for that. We did some intermediate repairs last year to some of the valves to help them evacuate the air, but due to overdrafting, we're sucking air right now. So we are aggressively chasing it. So if you hear about it, we know about it. We still want to hear about it, but they should be reaching out to us. And the short-term fix is, say, if you're having a problem with it, we go downstream with you just a little bit, and we'll flush the fire hydrant.
and it should allow the air to escape along with some water and get it mostly water back in there again. You've always got a little bit of air in your pipe somewhere, but we want to keep it from hammering, shaking rust loose, and causing concerns to our residents. We want to do those things. The BP notice is in tonight's agenda. That's the thing that we go through quarterly, right, Mike?
Yep.
So that'll be coming out, and people should be having it pretty soon here. The Frontier people at the roundabout are finally out there and working on that. We saw some excavation. They're doing some splicing, so hopefully we'll have that bolt out of our way sooner rather than later. The city's taking advantage of a savings program associated with streetlights, not around wooden poles, but also double service poles. We anticipate the annual savings to be about $12,000 per year. So go on your note for chasing that down. NDS wants to do a community event. It's pretty short-fused here, July 12th, this Friday. They and a team of about 25 employees will be downtown doing, Mike's calling it tree lifting, pruning trees up to about an 8-foot height so that you can have a clear passage underneath. That'll be their volunteer effort. They do one or two events per year to assist with the community. We appreciate what NDS does. 23 building permits were issued in June with a total valuation of $162,000. We collected $6,000 in building permit fees. I will be emailing you a maintenance update, lots of little things, like potholes and so forth that have been filled, signs repaired, and you'll have that detail in an email. Let's see. A reminder, June 3rd through September 27th, our city services field crews come here in summer hours, 6 to 2:30. From public safety, we did 8 illegal fireworks busts on July 4th and one on July 5th. Caught some juveniles that set a grass fire out on Tulare Road and Highway 65. They were taken home to their parents. And our new fire truck's being outfitted with a state-of-the-art radio. Lots of things going on at the Wellness Center. Swim lesson classes at 10 a.m. and 4:30 p.m. For session 3 or 4 pool. Still space available for session 4. You can check out the website or check in with Lisa on that. They'll be advertising for swim lessons 5 and 6. July public swim special of $1 a day on Fridays. Pretty good deal. Public swim themed Wednesdays for July 3rd. That's a pass. July 10th, July 17th, Western. They have these different themes going. July 24th, totally 80s. July 31st, back to school. I think they won't be looking forward to that. Each day we'll have a free snack and or giveaways while supply lasts. On June 27th, the Kids' Day at the Lindsay City Park, we had over 500 attendees, so that was very well attended, well promoted, well run. July 25th will be a free swim and late skate at the Lindsay Aquatic Center, 7:30 to 10. And then finally, on July 11th, that's this Thursday at 6 p.m., the Rotary will be meeting in the Great Room where they're going to have meet Tulare County Supervisor District 1 candidate, Larry McCart. And all are invited to attend that. We'll be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Bill. Any questions? Item 3 is our consent calendar. It may be approved with one motion. We have meetings from June 25th, a warrant list for June 20th through June 30th, treasurer's report for June, and mandated quarterly DDC notes. But actually, this will be happy to help. Item 4 is renewal of community services and climate training. We've got this agreement. Mike?
Thank you, Mayor Kimball and Council. Here tonight, too, is Albert Sedanhas, who's going to do a short presentation on the 2018 year programs. But this is an annual process. CSET provides senior program services at our Lindsay Strathmore Community Center, and it's good time for an update from Albert, but also a required renewal. So let Albert go through his presentation, and if there's any questions, we can answer them afterwards.
If I could start, Council, I'd like to have CSET come through each year and introduce themselves or reintroduce themselves and familiarize Council with the very good works that they do into the community and to the media. Many people don't know the services that they provide, especially for our senior community. And so it's a great opportunity to one of the partnerships, one of the very important partnerships that the city has.
Good evening, everybody. Once again, my name is Albert Sandejas. I am an assistant director at CESA, Community Services and Employment Training. I also oversee this program, the Senior Services Program, that primarily oversees a lot of the Stark County senior programs. One, of course, is what I'm here today to present today on the Lindsay Senior Center themselves and the Lindsay Meals on Wheels program. So I don't know if the last time I came that we had it official or not, but now CSET Senior Services is also known as Meals on Wheels of Tulare County. So Meals on Wheels goes back throughout the whole country, and usually they're referred to as Meals on Wheels of America. So a lot of the entities that donate usually are referred to Meals on Wheels. We are now Meals on Wheels of Tulare County, which it ties everyone together with regards to our home delivery program, as well as all the senior services that we provide throughout Tulare County. Next slide, please. Central locations, of course, we have many throughout. There's a total of 8, including the one that I'm here to present today, of the Lindsay Senior Center. The latest and baby of them all is the Farmers Grill, not too far down the road. Overall, I think you pulled it wrong.
Sorry about that. You can give me the other one.
Yeah, this one has the Lindsay one.
Shorter version, right?
So overall, again, senior services programs that we provide all throughout Tulare County, including the ones that are always offered to our seniors at the congregate sites or the senior centers themselves, are numerous. I mean, we have activities that range from crafts to playing bingo to sitting down and socializing, watching TV, dancing, having a lot of different activities. Inclusive, a lot of the activities that we consider or incorporate under the activities thing is our legal services as well. So legal services is also available for seniors on the ages of 60 and above who are seeking that type of information and or assistance. But as you can see, we also provide the nutritional program running back from the congregate meals, which are primarily focused on senior centers themselves. So over the course of the senior centers, again, these are estimated because our final numbers are coming in for the June and our fiscal year ends at the end of June. About 36,000 meals, about 480 seniors. Home delivered meals, that continues to grow. We are seeing the trends from our seniors moving in from the senior centers now to shut-ins and or the home delivered programs because they're beginning to age and move into that new cycle. We're delivering a lot more than what we anticipated. But roughly about 62,000 meals are going to be delivered this year to 460 seniors. The activities, and these are in hours, about 120,000 hours, about 812 seniors overall benefit from this. Transportation, and Lindsay's a huge factor in this. We transport a lot of our seniors from home to the center, from the center back home. So curb to curb, we're doing a lot of that. Instead of having them wait at a public stop because it'll take too long and or it's just too far. So we try to get them as close to the center as possible, as well as dropping them off at home as possible. About 6,100 rides that we provided throughout all of Tulare County. Next one. Here in Lindsay, so Lindsay, and I still have the hospital district on this, but 5,700 meals were provided to about 70 seniors here at the senior center themselves, at the community center. But 77,000, as you can see, 7,020 meals were on the Meals on Wheels program. So roughly the seniors in the Lindsay area, about 7,000, about 228 seniors, roughly. Activities that we provided to them, about 13,000 hours, 67 seniors benefit from that. And transportation, from that 6,000 number that we just saw, about 2,000 of that is coming here just out of the Lindsay area. Overall, these are the numbers that we are providing to a lot of the seniors here in the Lindsay area, from the senior center to the Meals on Wheels to activity transportation. We don't sit and actually track for the purpose of confidentiality the legal services that are provided to our seniors, but we definitely provide the legal services, the elder abuse prevention. We also provide presentations from the DA's office, Adult Protective Services. We work hand-in-hand with a lot of the agencies that provide additional support services for them, from the Health Insurance Counseling and Advocacy Program, the MSSP program. We couldn't do a lot of these without partnerships. And the partnerships that we've been able to develop Because unfortunately for seniors in the senior program, funding is still challenged and limited. It has been a year-to-year basis that we are definitely trying to struggle to make things continue to work as they have. And we appreciate the support that the City of Lindsay has provided to us with regards to the community center. Without that center, we wouldn't have a place really to go. So we really, really appreciate that. And here just a few weeks ago, when I switch over to the next slide, we were able to present to the Lindsay Hospital District, and they were awarded us $50,000, which is a huge amount because we were looking at a gap of funding this year, totally. We were thinking, again, how are we going to make this work? But Lindsay in its entirety, whether it be the city or hospital district, as we mentioned here, we would not be able to be where we're at without the support and help of all you all. So we really do thank you and appreciate the support and the continued support. I brought some additional directories for any of the seniors that you know here. Please, by all means, send them our way. It doesn't matter what need they may be doing. If you want to flip on to the next slide, we are available at that 800 number all day, every day. We have an information and assistance line that is a 211, if those that never know it. That's a 211 directly for seniors. So for any senior in any community in Tulare County, including Lindsay, they can call that number and they can ask, you know, can you check up on my mom? Can you tell me where the nearest supermarket is? Can you let me know what time the Lindsay Senior Center opens? It can be anything, anything whatsoever. Of course, on that number too, we also receive those calls that need to be reported to the local authorities, etc. So, but again, I do thank you guys, and I do really thank and appreciate the support that the City of Lindsay has been able to provide to us. Again, once again, without the partnerships that we've been able to help, well, connect and grow, it'll be a challenging year every year. Thank you. Any questions?
Question. How does that transportation work? Do they need to contact you every time they need to be transported to the senior center? Do you have like a standing route where you pick people up?
Actually, just once they begin to attend the center or they do their initial visit, they just connect with the manager. And then at that point, they will situate the route for them and have them be picked up from their home to the center, from the center back to their home. So it's a curb to curb, so they won't go get off the bus to, you know, guide them from their home. But we'll be telling them that if we're picking them up at 9 o'clock, we'll pick them up at 9 o'clock. And
so if they want to come down to the center every week or every Tuesday, Thursday, or whatever, you can make like kind of a standing.
Correct. So by that time, usually the drivers already begin to know the routes of where they're going to be picked up, and there you go. Mm-hmm. So we have, and we're really thankful too. I know the transportation TCAT has been really great in accepting us to be able to pay for each and every one of them when we have the availability of the funds to do so.
On the Meals on Wheels that you're doing, do you provide like one meal a day, or what is the?
So when somebody is calling in for the Meals on Wheels program, we immediately try to assess them as far as their need over the phone, because if they have zero, then it becomes an emergency on our behalf, and we're out there as soon as possible with a meal in hand, and we'll assess them to find out if they fit the guidelines of the program. If they do, then our driver will be dropping off either within the route, if they're in that route for that week, if not, it'll be the additional route that's coming on. But they'll drop off 10 meals in one day. They're frozen in like a TV dinner style. Mm-hmm. Every meal, be it if it's at the senior center or if it's at their home, has all been approved by a registered dietitian. So they're all low in sodium, low in fat, low in sugar. I mean, we can't stop them from adding that all those stuff to them, but, you know, and the purpose of the program, and nutrition-wise, is to keep them as healthy as we possibly can, whether it be at home, whether it be at the centers. Again, we want to avoid them having to go to a skilled nursing facility, a senior home. We want them as happy as they possibly can, and usually that happiness is at home. So we drop off 10 meals. They're frozen. We can load them in their freezer, and or we can definitely drop them off and they can do it themselves. Mm-hmm. The only thing we ask of them is that they have a working freezer and a microwave. We've stocked up on some microwaves, so if they need one, we'll do our behalf and try to get them one to make sure that they can heat up that food, because it makes, although they can be hungry, but if they don't have a microwave, it defeats the purpose. Mm-hmm. So it's 10 meals to answer the question that I drop off, and we go every other week to visit them again.
Okay. Thank you. Any other questions? Thank you, Robert.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
Thank you.
So we need a minute order if we wish to renew our lease agreement for the senior center with CSET for this year.
Move to approve.
Moved by Watson. I'll second. Second by Sanchez. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. No one opposed? Motion carries. Our next item is a public hearing. Resolution 1945, continued maintenance of landscaping and lighting maintenance districts and confirmation of engineer's report and assessment for the 2019-2020 fiscal year presented by City Services Director.
Thank you, Mayor Kimball. Another annual process that in this particular case at the last meeting in June, Council preliminary approved the annual engineer's report. This is the public hearing portion where residents are able to speak or ask questions about the particular districts. There are 8 districts in the city, and the summary is the same as last council meeting. Every district except for 2 are reducing in the monthly fee, and so the reduction is anywhere from 3 cents all the way up to $5.23. And with that, I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Any questions for Mike from the council? If not, I will open public hearing and invite anyone in the audience who wishes to speak in favor of this resolution to come forward.
My name is Eric Sinclair, and I'm in favor of this analysis.
Anyone else wishing to speak in favor of? Seeing no one, if anyone here wishes to speak in opposition of this resolution, they may come forward at this time. Seeing no one, we will close public comment and bring the item back before the council. You determine what action you want to take. So the resolution is on
24. Well, the actual resolution is 30 something.
We need a motion of entertain a motion.
Mm-hmm. So moved.
Moved by Watson to approve resolution 1945. Is there a second? A second. Moved by Sanchez to the first particular.
Councilor Watson.
Aye.
Councilor Sanchez.
Aye.
Councilor Flores.
Aye.
And Mayor Kimball.
Aye. Motion carries 4-2. This item is second reading of ordinance 575, establishing sidewalk vendor permitting procedures and regulations.
Thank you, Madam Mayor and Council. This was introduced at the last council meeting in an effort to comply with state law, but also take advantage of the opportunity to exercise some level of regulation so that sidewalk vendors set up only in places that are lawful and the council approves. With that, this is the second reading. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you, Bill. Are there any questions? If not, what action would council like to take?
I propose that the council adopt ordinance 575, an ordinance enacting chapter 5.36 and amending
Section 5.04.520 of the Lindsay Municipal Code establishing and permitting procedure fees and regulations pertaining to sidewalk vending and waive the reading of the ordinance in full.
Thank you. We have a motion to adopt. Is there a second? Second.
Councilmember
Sanchez. Motion by Watson. Second by Sanchez.
Clerk,
please take
roll.
Councilmember
Watson.
Aye.
Councilmember Sanchez.
Aye.
Councilmember Flores.
Aye.
Mayor Kimball.
And our final item is a request for future agenda items. Any council members have requests for future agenda items at this time?
Is that where I should have that member?
I think we have it down already.
Okay. I would also like to discuss the cannabis proposal, the RFP.
They're coming in, I think July 17th is the deadline for phase one and phase two applications. It's on the website and the whole list of events, but yeah.
I would still like to discuss it further to see how we're rating them and...
Well, we're not rating yet. Is it, are we allowed to talk? I don't have the application screen yet.
You want to know the process? I think she's just asking about the process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Sure. Thank you.
So we have two separate items that would be motions for each of them, or we could do it all at once.
Mm-hmm. So I don't quite understand what she has to. Mike?
Yeah. Oh, regarding the every 12 months, there should be
a question
if we're going to appoint. At this time, are we needing to appoint somebody new? Do we keep the old ones in? Because every 12 months, they're supposed to... How long has Laura been here?
You're asking about a specific committee.
Yes, for the
whether we need to reappoint onto that committee or not.
Okay, so we just need you to look that up and report back.
Yes.
Because I don't know. That's what I was asking. You know,
exactly. Is going to be
new or?
What I had heard earlier was there were a couple of questions because you've had Healthy Kids and Healthy Lindsay in existence.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But we're supposed to have the Wellness Center Programming Committee.
Well, I don't know if there's, I don't know if it's supposed to be two different committees or is it one committee?
Right. So we need to get that answer for you.
Okay,
get that answer for you and then see what if the MOUs cover a period of appointment.
Yes. I know it's 12 months for the committee, for the, I'm assuming the advisory committee. It says the annual Wellness Center schedule and budget of the educational level hospital board directors and the Lindsay City Council for each 12-month term. So I don't know if Laura's been there prior to this year, and do we have to appoint someone new, or, I mean, if she wants to stay, I don't know how that works, so that's what I'm asking.
So basically there's a motion to clarify for the next meeting the appointments to this committee
to either keep or
by appointment, yes?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second then? Everyone in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, and then the next suggestion was to have an update on the cannabis fees.
RFP on how exactly it's going to be, more information on how they're going to grade the, I know it's by points.
Right.
Yeah.
The process of the award.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So are you asking for the scoring matrix that's in the RFP, or are you asking for something different?
I think she's just asking for an outline of the process. So when we get the applications in, how those are going to be scored in, who's going to score them, and how the points are worded.
Okay.
Not a specific applicant, but the process, how it's going to actually occur.
General.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a second?
Okay.
Thank you, everyone.